October 15, 2025. Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. From Tatum Robotics' game-changing tactile signing device to an author inspiring crowds at the Riyadh Book Fair, this issue celebrates innovation, advocacy, and inclusion. Discover how Waragal parents are finding connection, a disability advocate is turning paper into fashion, and Live Nation is making concerts sensory-friendly on a massive scale. Globally, India is setting new standards in disability rights and Emirates is upgrading accessible travel. We also highlight fresh research on nonverbal learning disabilities and local heroes honored for Disability Employment Awareness Month. Accessibility isn't just a goal, it's momentum, and it's unstoppable. Also in this issue, Breaking Barriers, 5 Persons with Disability Called to the Bar. Physical Disability Rugby League Team Gets Its First Ever Sponsors. Paralyzed Gibbs High School Swimmer Doesn't Let Disability Define Her, I Feel Free. Warman, Saskatchewan Man Creating 3D Printed Devices to Improve Accessibility for Others. Disability Hall of Fame Calls BC Wheelchair Curler. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Adaptive scuba diving in the Palm Beaches, Jupiter Dive Center and Pura Vida divers dive into adventure with adaptive scuba diving in the Palm Beaches. At Jupiter Dive Center, instructors customize the experience for every ability. A ramp and sling system make it easy to board the boat and get into the water, while your wheelchair stays safely on board. For those looking to learn how to support divers of all abilities, Pura Vida Divers offers the PADI Adaptive Support Diver course, helping make underwater exploration inclusive for everyone. Contact the center ahead of time to discuss your needs. The staff will make sure your dive is safe and enjoyable. Learn more, Tatum Robotics, success story. Tatum Robotics is developing the world's first device that communicates in tactile sign language, providing real-time access to conversation, education, and telehealth for the 150 million deaf-blind individuals worldwide. After winning the Forge Product Development Grant, they're moving this groundbreaking invention from prototype to production, proving that the future of accessibility is tangible, not just visible or audible. ForgeImpact.org. Read more. Author overcomes disability to inspire others at Riyadh Book Fair. At the Riyadh International Book Fair in Saudi Arabia this year, stories came to life through Rima Al-Durajan's memoir, When Life Whispers, as well as live performances and cultural showcases from Uzbekistan. Aligned with Vision 2030, the event beautifully combined literature, art, and technology, demonstrating that storytelling in Saudi Arabia goes beyond just the written word. While discussions about the future of journalism in the age of AI were prevalent, one truth stood out: the human spirit tells the most powerful stories. ArabNews.com. Read more. Waragal Social Group Helping Parents of Children with Disability Find Connection. For parents of children with disabilities, social life often takes a backseat to therapy schedules and care routines. But in Waragal, Australia, physiotherapist Ella Henderson is changing that one coffee catch-up at a time. Her new parent social group gives mums like Brooke Wrigley a rare space to breathe, laugh, and talk with people who get it. No judgment. No medical jargon. Just human connection and a reminder that caring for yourself isn't selfish, it's survival. By Danielle Kuchel, abc.net.au. Read more. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Will the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wonder covered. Learn more, Disability Advocate designs one-of-a-kind costume. At Cleveland's Dress to Impress fashion show, art met advocacy in the most unexpected medium paper. Artist TJ Sikora turned delicate sheets into a stunning, wheelchair-accessible gown for Ms. Wheelchair Ohio 2025, Alexandra Martinez, proving fashion doesn't just express style, it speaks inclusion. What began as sketches in a notebook unfolded into a powerful statement, disability is as natural and as beautiful as any form of art. By Corey O'Leary, SpectrumNews1.com. Read more, Live Nation and Culture City launch largest sensory accessibility partnership in live entertainment. Heads up, concert lovers, big news, Live Nation just teamed up with Culture City to roll out the largest sensory accessibility initiative ever in live entertainment. 25 venues across the US and Canada are now officially sensory inclusive, meaning trained staff, quiet zones, sensory kits, clearer signage, and more. In short, the show of the future doesn't just sound good, it feels right. That's icalper.com. Read more. India's commitment towards disability is most progressive. India is making moves, big ones. At the International Purple Fest in Goa, the UN's resident coordinator Shambhai Sharp called out India's Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act and its alignment with the UN Convention as among the most progressive in the world. From inclusive education to disaster readiness, legal reform to cultural accessibility, the message is clear: disability inclusion isn't a courtesy, it's justice. Times of India. IndiaTimes.com. Read more, Emirates brings in new accessibility services. Emirates just raised the bar on accessible air travel. Starting November 2025, travelers with disabilities will get new onboard perks like fidget toys and sensory kits, more inclusive entertainment options, think audio descriptions plus captioning, and an upgraded accessible and inclusive travel hub to plan every step of the journey. Key improvements on the ground include barrier-free gates, better self-service kiosks, and even wheelchair-friendly chauffeur cars by early next year. Flying just got a lot more human. By Adam Gavine, AircraftInteriorsInternational.com. Read more, study identifies distinct profiles of nonverbal learning disability, offering fresh insights for diagnosis and care. Heads up, a new study is challenging what we thought we knew about nonverbal learning disability (NVLD). Instead of one size fits all, researchers in the US have uncovered four distinct profiles, only three of which fit the classic visual spatial deficit model. Translation, diagnosis and treatment can no longer be generic. To do right by kids, we have to meet them, not the label. MedicalExpress.com. Read more, locals recognized for Disability Employment Awareness Month. In a city where recognition too often skips the unsung, this week the spotlight finally landed where it belongs. A group from Findlay, Ohio, were honored for their leadership and dedication during Disability Employment Awareness Month, reminding us that meaningful inclusion happens when communities value talent, not just visibility. By Sage Thornley, TheCourier.com. Read more, October 15, 2025. Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. From Tatum Robotics' game-changing tactile signing device to an author inspiring crowds at the Riyadh Book Fair, this issue celebrates innovation, advocacy, and inclusion. Discover how Waragal parents are finding connection, a disability advocate is turning paper into fashion, and Live Nation is making concerts sensory-friendly on a massive scale. Globally, India is setting new standards in disability rights and Emirates is upgrading accessible travel. We also highlight fresh research on nonverbal learning disabilities and local heroes honored for Disability Employment Awareness Month. Accessibility isn't just a goal, it's momentum, and it's unstoppable. Also in this issue, Breaking Barriers, 5 persons with disability called to the bar. Physical Disability Rugby League team gets its first ever sponsors. Paralyzed Gibbs High School swimmer doesn't let disability define her, I feel free. Warman, Saskatchewan man creating 3D printed devices to improve accessibility for others. Disability Hall of Fame calls BC wheelchair curler. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Marina Apperley. Marina Apperley. Editor. Sponsored. Adaptive Scuba Diving in the Palm Beaches, Jupiter Dive Center and Pura Vida Divers. Dive into adventure with Adaptive Scuba Diving in the Palm Beaches. At Jupiter Dive Center. Instructors customize the experience for every ability. A ramp and sling system make it easy to board the boat and get into the water, while your wheelchair stays safely on board. For those looking to learn how to support divers of all abilities, Pura Vida Divers offers the PADI Adaptive Support Diver course, helping make underwater exploration inclusive for everyone. Contact the center ahead of time to discuss your needs. The staff will make sure your dive is safe and enjoyable. Learn more. Tatum Robotics, success story. Tatum Robotics is developing the world's first device that communicates in tactile sign language, providing real-time access to conversation, education, and telehealth for the 150 million deaf-blind individuals worldwide. After winning the Forge Product Development Grant, they're moving this groundbreaking invention from prototype to production, proving that the future of accessibility is tangible, not just visible or audible. ForgeImpact.org. Read more. Author overcomes disability to inspire others at Riyadh Book Fair. At the Riyadh International Book Fair in Saudi Arabia this year, stories came to life through Rima Al-Durajan's memoir, When Life Whispers, as well as live performances and cultural showcases from Uzbekistan. Aligned with Vision 2030, the event beautifully combined literature, art, and technology, demonstrating that storytelling in Saudi Arabia goes beyond just the written word. While discussions about the future of journalism in the age of AI were prevalent, one truth stood out: the human spirit tells the most powerful stories. ArabNews.com. Read more. Waragal Social Group helping parents of children with disability find connection. For parents of children with disabilities, social life often takes a backseat to therapy schedules and care routines. But in Waragal, Australia, physiotherapist Ella Henderson is changing that one coffee catch-up at a time. Her new parent social group gives mums like Brooke Wrigley a rare space to breathe, laugh, and talk with people who get it. No judgment. No medical jargon. Just human connection and a reminder that caring for yourself isn't selfish, it's survival. By Danielle Kuchel, abc.net.au. Read more. Sponsored. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Will the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wander covered. Learn more. Disability Advocate designs one-of-a-kind costume. At Cleveland's Dress to Impress fashion show, art met advocacy in the most unexpected medium paper. Artist TJ Sikora turned delicate sheets into a stunning, wheelchair-accessible gown for Ms. Wheelchair Ohio 2025. Alexandra Martinez, proving fashion doesn't just express style, it speaks inclusion. What began as sketches in a notebook unfolded into a powerful statement, Disability is as natural and as beautiful as any form of art. By Corey O'Leary, SpectrumNews1.com. Read more. Live Nation and Culture City launch largest sensory accessibility partnership in live entertainment. Heads up, concert lovers, big news. Live Nation just teamed up with Culture City to roll out the largest sensory accessibility initiative ever in live entertainment. 25 venues across the US and Canada are now officially sensory inclusive, meaning trained staff, quiet zones, sensory kits, clearer signage, and more. In short, the show of the future doesn't just sound good, it feels right. Thatticalper.com. Read more. India's commitment towards disability is most progressive. India is making moves, big ones. At the International Purple Fest in Goa, the UN's resident coordinator Shambhai Sharp called out India's Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act and its alignment with the UN Convention as among the most progressive in the world. From inclusive education to disaster readiness, legal reform to cultural accessibility, the message is clear: disability inclusion isn't a courtesy, it's justice. Times of India. IndiaTimes.com. Read more. Emirates brings in new accessibility services. Emirates just raised the bar on accessible air travel. Starting November 2025, travelers with disabilities will get new onboard perks like fidget toys and sensory kits, more inclusive entertainment options, think audio descriptions plus captioning, and an upgraded accessible and inclusive travel hub to plan every step of the journey. Key improvements on the ground include barrier-free gates, better self-service kiosks, and even wheelchair-friendly chauffeur cars by early next year. Flying just got a lot more human. By Adam Gavine, Aircraft Interiors International.com. Read more. Study identifies distinct profiles of nonverbal learning disability, offering fresh insights for diagnosis and care. Heads up, a new study is challenging what we thought we knew about nonverbal learning disability (NVLD). Instead of one size fits all, researchers in the US have uncovered four distinct profiles, only three of which fit the classic visual spatial deficit model. Translation, diagnosis and treatment can no longer be generic. To do right by kids, we have to meet them, not the label. MedicalExpress.com. Read more. Locals recognized for Disability Employment Awareness Month. In a city where recognition too often skips the unsung, this week the spotlight finally landed where it belongs. A group from Findlay, Ohio, were honored for their leadership and dedication during Disability Employment Awareness Month, reminding us that meaningful inclusion happens when communities value talent, not just visibility. By Sage Thornley, TheCourier.com. Read more. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations: Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Penticton, BC, Friuli Venezia Giulia, Visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out AbleEyes.